Blog Talk Radio.
Started off slow. Then it picked up. Then it picked up. Then it picked up. But it started off slow. Then she picked up. Then she picked up. Then she picked up. Then I made it go fast.
Welcome, new episode, Philly Shine Radio. We sitting here live on a Thursday. Poe will be here in a minute. But definitely hit the link in my bio. You know what I'm saying? Call up 646-929-0172. We about to be live. New episode. My banging guest today. You know what I'm saying? We got Jamal Banks on deck. You know what I'm saying? But up first. And, you know what I mean, really, really great. You know what I'm saying? I got my boy, Chef Greatness, in the building, Chef Ryan. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
Thank you.
Oh, no, you're welcome. So what I like about you is you're ambitious. And a lot of chefs from Philly are very ambitious. I hope you know Chef Millie, of course, that you supporting him on Hell's Kitchen and checking him out.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, because he's definitely squad. He's a part of the squad. But you brought us some real fun food, and you actually have something really, really great on deck for everybody who's in love for Valentine's Day. Like, let's start by talking about that. Then we're going to talk about what you brought for us. Yes.
Yeah.
Do the promo first.
What's up, y'all? I got a four-course special going on. Two people, four courses. Little raspberry lollipop, lamb chops, filet, buffalo wild potatoes.
Wow. That sounds really good.
Yeah, ice cream, reduction. A lot of stuff going on. You know what I mean? First course, second course, almost boost, which is the palate cleanser for the main course.
What do you mean by what's a palate cleanser? Let everybody know, for those who don't know, what's a palate cleanser? Why do I have to cleanse my palate?
Because in between the courses, you might have something. Or heavy on cream sauce, whatever. So cleanse the palate, cleanse the tongue. It just takes away the one flavor and gives you the next one. Like the balance.
What are palate cleansers? Like sometimes, like an orange, like you can use an orange.
Yeah, like I normally like watermelon shooters. Something with a little fruity, little flavor, with sugar. Something a little sugary, then something a little like a gastric, something a little sugary, something a little tartan. So, you know, wash off the tongue. That way, you know, bring your palate back to where it was.
And then. Is it a dessert, or you only just got the food?
What, for the...
Yeah, you talking about the dinner for two.
Oh, yeah, no, dessert come with it, too. Definitely come with dessert. Definitely come with dessert. Dessert, the last course. Gotta have the last course of dessert. I mean, that's the chef's special, so, you know, that's the pop-up. That's my pastry chef all crazy. Put it together for me, so that's the chef's special.
I thought we were going to meet your pastry chef, but I'm glad I'm meeting this lemon, you know what I mean, pound cake.
Yeah,
the lemon bun pound cake. That joint is definitely extra official.
Oh, that's my pastry chef, and that's my other better half, my wife name, and so, and then she do it all crazy.
Wife, salute. That's what's up. Oh, okay. So wait a minute. So not only are you a chef, but you also met your wife as a chef, or did you help her out? Let's talk about this.
Yeah,
I didn't know it was a power couple. I just thought y'all were just a power thing.
No. It happened that, I mean, she tried it out one day, just took over. Like, it just happened. I mean, like, shoot the jump shot the one day, keep shooting, like a jump shot official. She was hitting the flour, hitting the sugar, doing the sponge method, and it just went crazy.
Nice.
Ever since then, if you hop on my page, my Instagram page, you see all the stuff, teddy bears, Ciroc cakes, the whole nine. It's crazy.
Lit. So what is your Instagram for everybody?
Oh, it's chef_greatness. When it pops up, you see a picture of a food and wine board. But once you run through the pictures, it's definitely crazy.
Yeah, you get to see all the official stuff y'all do. Now, being a pastry chef, like, you know, when you bake, it's like you're a scientist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Did she ever just get somewhere she, like, It's chef_greatness _.
Yes.
chef_greatness_. Yeah. But does she ever get to like an mad scientist bake? She like, oh, check out this new combination I put together.
Oh, yeah. She do that. But then, you know, when she's in the kitchen, you know, they get their mold, they in their bag. I leave it alone. So that's not my, that's not my super forte thing.
Chef's not chief. You're so used to everybody being chief. This is a chef. There we go. Yeah, that's it. There we go.
It's a science game.
Yeah.
And I ain't built for that part of the game.
Well, but cooking is the same way, kind of, but not so much as like baking, because if you do one thing off in baking, your whole meal is messed up.
Everything messed up. With cooking, like, I can bring something back.
Right.
Break, I can add this, add that, drop that, add this.
Right.
Baking, no. If the butter ain't room temperature, it ain't gonna work.
Right. If everything is
cold,
not enough eggs,
it's
going
down. It's not gonna work.
It's not gonna down.
So I want a little more sugar. Let me add some more sugar. It's just the whole dough.
It's a no-go.
Definitely.
Now, how did you get started as being a chef?
Well, because
I started asking you, but it seemed like a good story for the show. Like, tell us about it.
As a little kid, I was always in the kitchen with my mom, and I was super interested in cooking. I used to watch her. So one day she said, I got to kill his curiosity before he burned the house down. So around like 8, 9 years old, I mean, you know, everybody started out with eggs and toast and all that.
Right.
Yeah, I took it a little further. I needed to get to the work. I like the way the fried chicken sounded and all that. So, you know, that's how it started.
Okay.
Put a whole bunch of oil on the top of the stove and the flour dirt and everything. And just start slowly coming together. And that was it.
So it wasn't like a person that was just like, you can do this. It was something that you just had in your mind already.
Yeah, I had it in mind already. Then I, try to find a little job when you're young. It's either McDonald's, Burger King, one of them type. And I wasn't a fast food type dude. So I went to a country club, washing dishes. And then a guy said, listen, you want to cook? I said, yeah. So he trained me on the grill when the boss wasn't there.
Nice.
And ever since then, it was it.
That's dope. That's real banging.
Yeah.
That's dope. Shout out to your people training, you know what I mean? Most people, they have to go to culinary school to get the stuff that you had in your pictures. I'm looking at them pictures. I'm like, and then look at all them containers you got. Like, I'm thinking that you like, y'all got a microwave there? I'm like, yeah, I'm thinking you're going to come with the, the styrofoam joint you just open up. Like, you got real china. I got a metal fork. You know what I'm saying? It's
That's
the diner. You want the plastic, you want the you know what I mean, you want the silverware.
Yeah, I gotta make sure you top notch and give you the plastic and the throwaway.
So all this you gotta put together. Now let's talk about what you bought for us to, you know what I mean, sample.
Today they got I bought a brown sugar balsamic, glazed short ribs, cherry gastric, garlic mash, and charred Brussels sprouts. And then the second one I brought was a seared cod. With a seared cod, arugula, tomato,
this shit
brulee.
Is awesome, y'all. I'm just looking at him like, this food about to be
vanilla,
lit.
Yeah, garlic cream caper sauce.
Oh wow, let's definitely we're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to check out some music as well as I just wanted to check if all the listeners, like, you definitely want to join in. Press one. I will open up your mic. I don't want to pull nobody in too prematurely, but definitely hit up the lines. I'm like, let's talk about stuff. Like, let's definitely get these dinner for twos booked. You know what I mean?
Definitely. I got some open slots from like 4 to like 9.
Now, do you is this how you come with everybody? You come with stuff already prepared, or is it a situation where you actually bring the pots and pans and like take over the kitchen?
How go is this? Like, say you call and you're interested in doing something. How my company works is I create a menu for you. There's no set menu. There's no I got this, no I got that. We create one for you.
Oh, nice.
Give you the top 3 protein, the top 3 starches, the top 3 veg. And I'll put it together. If you're drinking liquor, we go that way. If you're drinking wine, we go another way. You know, so you're vegan, pestilence, vegetarian, whatever you want, whatever way you do it. But I've done more
of it.
There's people that don't eat, no fish products and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Too pessimistic for me. I like meat and fish.
So, and I go that way with it. And I demo everything to you. So, whenever you get that day on the demo, you get next week, next year, 2 years from now, it's the same.
So, how did you hone your skills and, you know what I mean, even be able to know, streak, those are words I hear on Top Chef and when I'm watching Chef Millie and stuff like that.
Yeah. I work for a lot of high-end people. High-end chefs, two, three celebrity chefs I worked for. And I only worked in high-end restaurants. I've been in the Philly Mag, a little food and wine. I worked in, high-end spots. And I was back past.
Oh, so this is just all tutors, no real teachers.
Oh, yeah. This was
on the job.
I wanted to be the man. And once it got to the level of making everybody else money, time for me.
It's time for you to get it. Because I'm sure they get a couple figures. You know what I'm saying? They get paid well.
Yeah.
You're in the right place.
Yeah, you're in the right place.
So you mean to tell me you didn't have to open up not one book?
Well, listen.
What's your favorite recipe book? You got to give them a shout out. Come on now. I know you probably put your own spice on it, right?
Listen, this is how it goes on. If you go to culinary school first, it's a little bit more... It's a little bit more easier. But then you got in the real field, it's straightforward. A lot of book stuff don't work. You start to learn the tricks of the trade while you're on premise, while you're there getting everything together. They teach you stuff that, culinary school can't teach you. They teach you the slow way. You're out there, it's the fast way. Because I need it, need it, need it. So, it's a lot of, cut corners and everything, but the end result,
some tasty food.
The end result is the product.
The end result is some good food.
Now, how you start, how you finish.
That's how you finish. Just the stuff.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, most people, they just wait to be taught. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Or even if it is a school to go to, they wait till the school contact them, but you still have to go out and get that knowledge.
Yeah.
So that's definitely dope being a self-made person. So I salute you on that.
Well, thank you. I work with some hard-nosed chefs now. One of the duplates.
like Gordon Ramsay a little bit getting mad. What the fuck is this shrimp? It's not cooked.
Yeah.
This shit is raw. Chef Ramsay will smash a raw piece of salmon. He's like, this shit is fucking raw. Smash this shit.
It's a small story. Shout out to one of my chefs, Sean Buffer. I got the best omelets in the city, Philly Mag, for 2 years in a row. And how I got it was Sean, who's the old guy from the sous chef down there, and Sean changed the menu. Once he changed the menu, I put an omelet out. It was just a little tan. He broke the plate right on the omelet. So this is going to work or not. I said, yeah, it was then. It was a wrap.
But you know what? I don't like that shit anyway. I don't like no brown omelet. I want my joint fluffy,
yellowy. Fluffy yellow, that's it.
Fluffy yellow, make that joint right. Yo, and you know what I just seen? The way that they really make scrambled eggs with the what they call it, cream fresh.
Creme fraiche,
yeah. I'm like, I don't know. Creme fraiche, what is it? Creme fraiche. Yeah, and the creme fraiche to it. Or is that a French way? Is that
that's just a little French way. That's the creme fraiche really not super flavorful. You don't have creme fraiche, you can use sour cream.
It's just what makes it fluffier.
Yeah, it just gives it a little look. The creme fraiche will really make it a little fluffy, but the good butters will make it fluffy.
See,
the margarine oil base, butter. You start using margarine or oil, you start frying it as opposed to
letting it cook.
It's infused together.
Right. Yeah, I use butter. I don't use nothing else but butter. I ain't got time.
That's all the butter, good money.
Make it butter. Give me some butter, because I'm not eating no bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was like, I know you kind of bring it in. You got all these extra sauce containers. I love sauce. I be like extra sauce on everything.
Yeah, lady, listen, I know everybody likes sauce. Change the flavor, anything.
Real rip. I'm gonna tell you guys a horrible story. Like, why I don't use hot sauce all the time? Because I remember I got mac and cheese from this place in Delaware called April. Yeah, I'm gonna shout her out. I couldn't believe it. But I'm like, I tasted the mac and cheese and it tasted funny. And I'm like, oh, it tastes funny. I'm gonna put some hot sauce on it. And then I ate it. It was horrible after that. Like, my body never was happy with me again. It's like, listen, if you ever do that to me, it's gonna be real. Like, it was just, I don't know. Like, I'm like, you can't always just hide stuff with sauce. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? You gotta make sure that joint is on point for the flavor, not for the hidden stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is your exact specialty? Do you have one?
No, because it's just like, I like everything. So, I mean, if you want to go this way or that way, whichever way you want to go. I mean, when you're professional on it, you can make it work. So.
Whatever accolades did you receive? You know what I mean? Did you get any more attention to your food?
Yeah, I got last year I got the this entrepreneur program I was in. Shout out to them. I won the best app of the year. I won that.
What was the app?
It was
app for appetizers. See, I don't know.
Yeah,
y'all don't know food. It's the appetizer.
It was appetizer. I have sweet corn emulsion on Toast Point. Black bean puree, and like the sweet sour grilled shrimp. It was microwave. It was nice. It was sexy in the place. But they came randomly barred at my station. And everything was nice.
Cream corn and butter. That sounds real right. So we're going to definitely talk more about these apps and main courses. I'm going to take a little music break. Get right back into Chef Greatness. Then he gonna feed me, y'all. I'm excited about that part. That part is gonna be lit.
What's up, Rocky? Why is shit that
good? What happened?
What's up, Rocky? Why is shit
that good? Huh? Oh. Oh, yeah. Vodka be lit.
I don't even got another time. I'm just trying to let it game on. Like the scene.
talk more. And then I'm going to talk about the music. It's before Rite Aid. It's between Rite Aid and Rockland. So he's right there. Tell him we're on the same side as Rite Aid. All you gotta do is walk down. Yeah. I mean, if he had Rockland, he's too far. It's say the G shop right outside. He'll see shirts in the window. It's the G shop outside. It says the G shop. Oh, he out there. Oh, he out there. He fancy. All right, cool. Hello.
I'm trying to fuck with hell, boy. I'm trying to go up there.
Yeah, I be in New York all the time.
Yeah, I'm doing side in. I said my one homie. He went out of Atlanta, started fucking with 10 people, on some 60 drunk, whatever, talking trash to one of his homies,
okay.
In a barbecue for him, he had the best in his restaurant, just like that. Yeah, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everybody get a little spark somehow.
That's what. No time for boo loving. Gotta
what
get up, back Daddy? In the trap. All I know is get the bag. Yes, what's good? Welcome.
You gotta forget
my
right
now. No problem. I need an MP3. I cannot play.
Nah,
get what I want. All I know is get the bag. Yeah, but bigger. Little music break. Welcome in my what'd you say, Chef Greatness?
I taught
Chef Greatness how to be alive on Instagram.
Yeah,
you know
definitely,
what I'm saying?
Definitely. I was off of it. Everybody go live on that.
He's about to set me up with the real food, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
It's definitely going down. Now, I want to know, I really, really, really want to know, when is the restaurant opening? Like, what's coming up for 2018? And I also want to welcome my guest, Jamal Banks, you know what I'm saying? Follow Bansky F Crazy on Instagram.
Yeah.
He definitely just made me a part of the drag gang. I like it.
I don't got no
dread. You can wear it.
No, I'm rocking. I'm
wearing it. Plus, they got wigs. Like, no, I'm joking. We don't need to put you in no wig, you know what I'm saying?
No, I have a reputation. I have a little known.
Nobody can know it was you. Well, at the end of the day, like, tell us about, you know what I mean, A Touch of Greatness.
It all started from, you know, a long time ago. I was wanted to come in and have my own thing. It's always one of the restaurants. So we got a little deep, met my wife and everything, put everything together, came up with the name. I couldn't come up with the name at first. I had, you know, Ryan, listening to it, but I wanted something to separate everything from everything. So came up with A Touch of Greatness thing, and this has been taking on. I mean, you know, a little high-end cuisine, you know,
Touch of Greatness,
business casual type people. You know, it's for everybody, but you know, some certain target market we be targeting everything, and this is it. You know, you want high-end cuisine, a little class, and
hit you up. Would you ever do like one of those reality shows, like to win a prize to be the best chef or whatever? Are you competitive?
Oh yeah, I'm competitive and talk heavy too. So does anybody know me? I'm talking heavy. Football back in the day, heavy.
I gotta hook you up with Chef Millie, find out how to get on Hell's Kitchen or one of them joints.
Yeah, listen, I tell them my slogan. I tell them if your mom's lacking, tell her I'll have
you. Don't come at people's moms, man.
Hey, you know,
that's me. That's fucked up. Can't talk about people's moms and the kids. That's just, you gotta really not like a person to talk about their mom.
No, but it's like a little joke. You always say grandma got all this and grandma got that. Yeah,
people get defensive. I'm like, my mother. Come on now. Like, no, I'm joking. No, it's all up. Yeah. You gotta have that competitive spirit. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
To be able to show that you're the best. Now, We about to really show, you know what I mean, how you compete. I'm getting ready to eat. Like, I don't know where my co-host is, Mr. Goen, but it seems like I'm about to have two shirts and two plates because y'all know I'm greedy. Don't even play these games with me, like, at all.
Nice. Same as you been in the restaurant, I'm about to put it right in front of you.
Oh, man, so I'm going to get to see it. So, what's the point of wiping a plate? Like, what is that about?
Yeah, no dirty edges, no dirty sidewalks. I mean, that's no terminology in the kitchen. You don't want it all over the place.
I want my plate full. Like, you know how people be like, oh, I got too much on my plate? That's me all day. I need my plate filled from end to end. I don't want a little bit. Like, what is the what's the point of a little bit?
Yeah, but see, the point is just like this. If you, the more higher when you go up in a restaurant, the better the cuisine. It's course, man. It's courses. If you just throw all on one plate, it's like you in the house.
Okay.
And you in the house and
portioning out. I know it's portion. I'm just greedy.
I know, but it's like, I mean, you're on a little date, hit them with soup, y'all still talking, lights low, hit them with salad.
Yo, this guy right here is definitely the love connection. Like, he's ready to make sure y'all be in love and y'all have that food. I can't wait to fall in love with your food myself, you know what I'm saying? So I'm excited about that part. And then we going, while you're over there warming stuff up, we're going to get Jamal Banks music locked in. And this guy's just not just an artist, you know what I'm saying? He was just now in the Flatley Flawless movie. They just had the premiere last week. It was real, real lit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody a part of it. Shout out to my girl Giovanna, G.I. So Global, you know what I'm saying, for connecting the dots. But we're going to make it lit. And you're not going nowhere yet. We're not finished just yet. We not finished, but I'm definitely about to eat. But let's check out some music. Shout out to my boy FMG Lace. You know what I'm saying? Down in Houston going crazy.
Yeah.
Did you just... Jamal, did you just want to talk or did you want your partner?
Whoa.
Did you just want to talk or did you have your partner?
I got a thing on me right now.
Young boys bombing. Yeah, that's that. Remember, I was starving. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Albiol sending me that exclusive music. Speaking of munch and jump out the shit like mom and tomorrow is going to be lit right here, 4933 Old York Road. Meet and greet with Fred the Godson, Cypher hosted by yours truly. It's going to be crazy. Everybody from the Glockaware family will be in the building going down tomorrow at 7 and 9 p.m. And then we're going in the Galaxy Live with Bernice Burgers. Burgos.
Burgos.
Burgos. Ain't she beautiful?
Oh, my God.
She just so pure and beautiful. Yeah, yeah. We're going to be right at Galaxy Live. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be real, real lit. So tomorrow is lit. But today is lit. Shout out to you, Jamal Banks. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Welcome, welcome. Yes, yeah. Give yourself a round of applause.
Thank you, thank you.
Because you are a very hardworking man. And it was so crazy. As I was checking out what was going on with the promotion for Fatally Flawless and, you know what I mean, checking you out, I was like, oh, I'm going to hit him up. I'm going to make sure I have him on the show. I couldn't make it to the premiere because I was here. You know what I'm saying? You guys did it at the same time I do my show. But then my girl, she hooked it up. She gave me the assist. You know what I'm saying? She gave me the assist. So you working real hard. You got
Shout out to Geo Global.
Yeah, Geo Global, you know what I'm saying? Definitely official. Definitely
big
official.
Fact, big fact.
But welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Welcome to the G Shop. You know what I'm saying? Glockaware Radio.
So good to be here. I think this is my first interview of 2018.
Put your headphones on so you can hear yourself and then you can talk on the mic. There you go. Okay, first time on your first of many, I'm sure, because you got a crazy year planned, I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
Tell everybody about what's coming up.
Well, in February right now, from the 13th to the 22nd, I'll be in LA.
Okay,
and
nice.
And we're gonna go down there and get some projects done, some videos done, and I can't forget about All Star Weekend. So I'm be.
Where is that? Because I'm be so busy.
I'm be in that mix.
So All Star Weekend is in LA this year.
Oh. Yeah. I'm gonna be in the mix today. Also, I just got a phone call. I really don't know too much about it, but I got a phone call about a movie being shot at the end of February in Memphis.
Nice.
And they want me to slide down to that. So I'm saying.
Let everybody know where you're from and like really what is about Jamal Banks that's got so many hats? Because you read your bio and you like, oh my goodness. But as you look at your work, everything you do is flawless. You know what I mean? Everything you do is real flawless.
First and foremost, I'm going to just say, I'm going to do it like this. We're going to put it in a little ball. I'm from South Jersey, South Side. That's what I'm repping.
Tri-State.
So shout out to all the cities and all the little boroughs and towns and all that. I'm doing this for y'all.
Nice.
I don't know, man. I'm like the jack of all trades, man. I do it all between, you know.
Which one do you master? Which one you feel like I'm the master? I really mastered this part.
Well, I've been doing designing since I was in middle school. I remember, you know, the night before cutting out designs and shapes and using glue and putting it on jeans and shirts and stuff like that. Kids just is like, we want that. We need that. I mean, how much of that? We'll buy them off you right now. You know what I'm saying? So that's how
merchandise.
That's how I got into it for being a creator for myself.
Okay.
And then it just flip-flopped to everybody just liking what I was doing.
Dressing everybody, putting us on. Now, I got my clothes in a bag because I think I might have to take both shirts. I'm not sure where we're to go in there.
If you need them.
Of course. Me and my son. My son like loves fly clothes. You know what I'm saying? He wear the little fro, so he's almost the drag gang.
Oh,
tell everybody about the clothing line. Like, I guess since you started with that, like, let's start talking about drag gang,
well,
the clothing line.
Drag gang. I actually was sitting in the house one day, and I called my mans, and I'm like, yo, you know, it's a lot of people in the world with dreads, and our community doesn't really have anything. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of people that are rappers, actors, directors, designers, and stuff like that, but nobody's focusing on our drag community as a whole.
That's beautiful. I like that you said that, because a lot of people, I feel like they don't embrace that word, and I always thought that it was dreadlocks. And most people, they say it's locks. You know what I mean? So why are you embracing the word dread instead of locks like everybody else?
Because you know what? It's like this. Well, at the word dread, you feel me? There's a difference. Well, I can't really give you the basis of that, but I remember my uncle, he has long locks. It was like down there, like calf muscle.
Nice.
So he said there's a difference between dreads and locks. I can't really give you anything.
Oh, well, yes, above our heads.
It's a big difference.
Listen, but our pay grade is drag gang, you know.
I don't want those people with locks to beat me up, man.
Yeah, okay.
It's a difference.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, some people, they just, okay. So it is a difference.
Right.
But drag gang is yes,
right,
that's
right,
your
right,
baby.
Right.
Okay,
that's what's up.
But now, how did you get into the music and then even acting or whatever?
Acting, how I got into acting, because I'm a very good fibber.
Nice.
You feel me? I've been doing it for a long time. You've been acting. Right. So it was just like, I don't know, because of my personality. Mm-hmm. And how I am, everybody was like, well, maybe, you know what I'm saying, since your improv game is so good, why don't you try doing this over here? So I tried it out, and I actually had success to it. So, you know what I'm saying, that whole acting thing
Now, being successful at improv, that's really good because improv could be anything. Somebody
right.
could throw something at you and you'd be like, oh, be a book, you know what I mean, that got ripped up by a 4-year-old,
right,
you know what
right,
I'm saying, like,
right,
or whatever,
right.
like, you know what I'm saying, like, it could be anything thrown to you, when you're improv and anything, or, like, tell me how you feel if somebody just stole your money, like, then the camera goes, and, like,
right,
the
right,
act,
right, right.
the act it up, or whatever.
What,
how many projects have you done, like, as far as, like, in being an actor or a liar?
She said a liar. Well, I could say I've been doing a lot of projects online since the beginning of time. Because I came up out the womb, you feel me?
I be lying sometimes, too. They be like, are you honest? I'm like, I be lying.
There was this little movie I was involved in. It's actually, I can't think of the proper name for it. I don't want to say the name of the movie, but it's on Netflix right now.
Oh, nice.
I think that's like
credit.
That,
you getting a check for
project.
It, though.
Yeah.
He like, I don't know where these checks is coming
right.
from.
That's like a major, that's like a major project I did for a friend of mine, you know what I'm saying?
Because okay.
I didn't know nothing about it. He just
well,
called
what was
me.
Your role? What did you play in the movie?
Just a little hard hit.
Okay.
That's all it was. I was just a little hard head, but
so you were kind of being yourself or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of being myself.
No lying in that ad.
Right,
no,
right.
No lying in that ad.
But I just my thing is I just want to see how I'm going to take to you know big lines and big parts and stuff like that because they've been flying in.
Okay.
They're flying in. So my manager's been calling me like, yo, we got this lined up, we got that lined up. So it's just like
that's lit.
Everything is getting real busy.
Everybody hitting up Jamal Banks. You know what I'm saying? Like. Now, what's the best way to contact you? Are you always on Instagram? Are you a Twitter person? Like,
I'm always on Instagram.
Always on Instagram?
I'm always on Instagram.
Okay,
well, I think that's the big shebang for me is Instagram.
I love this. I love Instagram, too. I just started archiving pictures. I'm like, I post too many goddamn pictures.
Right, definitely take them.
I had like 12,000 pictures. I'm down to 7,000 now. It was lit. I was supporting a lot of people. I'm like, I'm gonna repost it. I love it. And then I got into like, I really love all these posts. I'm like, I could take them out.
Right.
Some of y'all. Old
right.
I felt like I was liking my old pics. You know what I mean? You know how
yeah.
somebody really like you, they go to your old pics and like them joints. I felt
right.
like I was doing it to myself. But so you get a lot of you give a lot of attention on Instagram. Are you interacting with your fans? And
yes, I try for the most part. Because, you know, a lot of people, you know, they'll slide in my DM and be like, oh, you seem like this type of person. Or, oh, I didn't know you was going to respond.
You have superstar written all over you. So I'm sure people
right.
are nervous to approach you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm regular,
so how do you
I'm
make them, how do you,
though.
But you, they can't always see it from the picture. You know what I mean? The
right.
picture is not going to tell them that. You know what I'm
correct,
saying? They're
going
to be like,
correct.
Whatever. So how do you let a person know that it's all good?
I mean, you know, I go show some love. I may leave a comment on somebody's picture or go like a couple of pictures.
Okay.
Or if you write me, you know what I'm saying, I'll respond. Don't matter who you are, what size you are, what color you are, what you look like, you know what I'm saying. I'm going to respond so you know it's all love from over on this side.
That's what's up. Right, you're a very humble person, very charismatic, and I'm feeling the vibe for real, for real. But what are you going to be typecast? Like, what was your role in Fatally Flawless? Like,
now, I heard about that, but I didn't really have a role in Fatally Flawless. What that was they wanted me to come out and host a premiere.
Oh, you hosted the premiere.
Yeah, so
okay.
They had me like running between from room to room and entertaining this. I had my hat on doing a song and dance, you know.
Okay, you was doing
right,
everything. Okay.
That's one of the things. That's one of the.
I'm gonna tell you, you made the way that you were promoting it. I thought that was your movie that you were inside of it because they had so many people in the movie from. My homies being in it, and I was
right.
like, oh, wow. So this is just definitely real crazy tri-state collaboration. Oh, but you was just a major day.
Yeah, because they just, you know what I'm saying?
It's the ceremony.
They needed the host to come out. So, you know, I got the call for that. So it was all love. So I ran out there and did that. And I actually had fun. I was a little nervous because there was a lot of people. But I
know
a lot
wrong
of fun.
With being nervous. That nerves is actually the body's natural drugs. You know what
okay.
I mean? Like when you're nervous. That's when all this stuff is coming from your brain to try to really calm you down.
Right.
But that's why even once you were nervous, you were still going. You know
fact,
what I mean?
Fact.
Still
well,
wanna,
no choice.
You ain't
choice.
Got no choice. You got to show off the star quality. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, that's decent. Okay, so I'm looking forward to your newer projects now. When it comes to the music, like, what's the vibe? Because I got one track from you.
Now, the music,
what is that? Shout out to DJ Dream for making sure I got that.
DJ
you know what I'm saying?
Dream, my
shout
guy.
Shout out to guy.
My guy, Dre Gang.
That's real fly. Was wrapped around his neck.
Nah, I had a lot of. See, my situation in music was I had a lot of material, but I had a partner. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Shout out to him. I had a partner.
I understand.
And Ding Ding, it flopped. So it was just like everything that I was really doing.
I just cut people out of pictures.
I didn't have my own music because I was focused on me and another person.
Okay.
So now,
talk into the mic so we can hear you.
Okay, my bad. So now I'm trying to get all of my solo stuff together. I have a couple of
Oh, so you really just put a couple of snippets together?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I like
yeah.
that.
So I put a
DJ Dream. Together. DJ Dream probably put it together.
So what I did was I got a couple of verses from some songs and I just mashed them together so you could kind of get a little feel. And I'm leaking a hook. I'm leaking two different hooks and two different singles that I'm dropping.
Oh, so this is just a nice little experience.
Right,
so
right,
I'm about
right,
to get
right,
into this
right.
experience, and I think that's going to get me ready for my plate, because this guy is about to feed me. I'm about to get the braised short ribs. And then
they got the grill on.
I got the grill
from the hood.
Oh, yeah. Glockaware, we show love to everybody talented everywhere. Like, it's so much energy that comes in. If you look around the room and all the pictures, you know,
right.
I'm in a couple of these pictures. But we really want to keep entertainment going, and that's
right,
where you
right,
can find
right.
it right here, 4933 Old York Road. You know what I'm saying? We help people put their brands together. We print
right.
T-shirts. They do embroidery. So maybe we could do a little collaboration
right.
if
you
need some extra help. You know what I'm saying? We need
right,
some,
right.
some help. We do in-store. You know what I'm saying? People rent out the stores. We clean it up for them. You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
Okay.
I want to get a pole in here.
Oh, man.
But that's something else.
Shout out to my boy, Sharon Barber, for the DR14. He ain't a
that is official.
Ready.
I was going to ask you about that. I'm like, that look like a bulletproof vest.
Yeah,
like, did you
that's
have
how it? That's how it, you know what I'm saying? That's how it comes, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, you
it's
too
like a vest,
fly.
It's like a vest bag.
You was too fly. You was too fly. Now, I'm gonna check out your music. Then I want to talk to you about your music because I can relate. And I like that you did that. And I feel like that could be an inspiration for other people. Like,
right.
no. Just make it into one whole, you know what I mean, little show set. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
With your whole
Wait, hold
set.
On. I sent you some links yesterday. Did you check them out?
What?
We're
going to talk about that. Okay. We're going to talk about all the videos and the youth and the SoundCloud links. And I was saying, we just getting started. You're not leaving for a mile. And I might even have to bring you back another day. You know what I'm saying? I'll definitely show some love. Let's check out my boy Jamal Banks right here live on Philly Shine Radio.
Yo, what track was first? Oh, is it the tatted one?
Huh? You need some help?
I could work like I needed, but I got every piece of time for freedom.
Jamal Banks, we had to play a snippet of my boy Pook Tabor, still be here on Tuesday. Yeah, Pook is next up. He got a video dropping on BET Jams this weekend. Ooh. So y'all make sure y'all look out
shout
for
out
him.
To him. Okay.
Making crazy moves, you know what I'm saying? But I'm about to definitely move in on his food. Chef Greatness.
She ready to go in on that joint.
I don't care about none of y'all. Like, I'm gonna talk, but I'm like, how you doing that? It's like, no, I'm not gonna do that. That's so rude. That might want to taste it a little bit. Y'all can talk. I know I'm joking. This wasn't a good idea. At the end of the day, like, I can't talk and eat at the same time.
Oh, wow.
But I am going to eat this food. This looks beautiful. Now, Jamal and Chef Greatness, I want to introduce you guys to each other. Jamal Banks, this is Chef Greatness.
My bad.
Y'all both have, y'all both have crazy-ass quality. So, y'all friends, because that's what he said. He make high-end food. You know what I'm saying? The type of stuff where you only get a little bit of mashed potatoes.
That's only
this them $75 a plate plates right
here. No, I think it's a little more than that. How much is this plate? Like, let's be honest.
A little price, depending on where we at.
Okay.
Yeah, we're on 100
we'll
Park.
We're working out. On 100 Park, we work out the prices.
If we
see a little different, I'm talking about, I'm going to need that green.
Yeah, the ducks walking by, and the color of the folks change.
As you should. This is definitely lit. Now, Jamal Banks, and I know you were checking out the music. You are an amazing artist.
Appreciate it.
I'm sure they missing you on the future.
See, what it is
they
like,
probably be rapping your verse when they perform. This my song, y'all. I'm first verse and second verse.
I'm just trying to get it together, man. Because people know that I get into the music, and then people know that I don't. But at the same time, I'm bringing all high octane. I don't want everybody to just want to vibe out and want to sit down. No, I want y'all to get up. I want y'all to mini rock. I want y'all to money rock. I want y'all to do a backflip, maybe even roll over your grandma if you got to.
Woo!
I want everybody to get busy to my Jones. You feel me?
That's lit. You got a lot of energy. You know what I'm saying? A lot of energy. I'm loving the skills. Like where? What in the world? Like you were just definitely going in. In and out, you know what I'm saying? So which one was the hook that you said, the two hooks? And when is the song going to be finished?
The one hook didn't get put in there. I think it got substituted for the Zane, the last one called Zane.
Mm-hmm.
But the one hook was Super Saiyan.
Okay.
That's the one I pop a Zane in, and I'm feeling like a Super Saiyan.
Okay, that was lit.
I'm telling you, you see how my man was, he was jigging.
My boy, 12 a.m., he definitely, he show heavy love.
And that beat, man, is that high energy stuff. I just want everybody to bust it open, to have a good time, you feel me?
That's it. No. I'm feeling the vibe. Now, you said when you go out to L.A., is that a performance? Is that with your music?
What I'm doing in L.A. is I'm meeting up with a few people out there. I have a chance to go into the studio. And also, I'll be doing a fashion show while I'm out there.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
okay.
Speaking of fashion show, I got a call for Fashion Week for Philly.
Okay, that's what's up.
So
That's in February, right?
Yes.
Okay, and is that the last week of February, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So hopefully, I'm saying all goes well, I'll be one of the designers in there.
Congratulations. Like 2018 is definitely crazy. I'm glad you got it started with an interview with little old me. And I'm big.
Oh, yeah. Y'all definitely doing your thing, man. I pay attention.
I'm real big. Sit on a high chair. I'm always big. But no, it's real shit, though. I'm just excited. I want to eat my food. Why you bring me more music, though? When the next time you going to be in the studio?
I'm actually going tomorrow.
Okay.
So after tomorrow, I have a couple of freestyles and a couple of singles.
Oh, nice. Actually, give us more stuff. Like, the music is definitely a major, major good look. Like, everything that you have, the aesthetics is on point. You know what I mean? The fashion.
Right.
And then,
right.
Like you said, like, being a star and already being on a movie that's on Netflix, like, you got some great accomplishments. I want to definitely show love to you and say, like, coming out of the tri-state area, it's not too many people who get a chance to make it. So, could you give somebody some advice? Like, what do you think that you did different to set yourself aside from everybody else? You know what I mean? Who was trying to, you know, to be in a position to really jet set and do real dope things?
What it is this, man. You just got to stick to your guns. You can't worry about what your mom's saying, what your dad's saying, what your friends are saying, what your girlfriend is saying, what your boys are saying.
Because
at the end of the day, people project their fears onto you.
Right.
And then just because this man next to me, he get up and he got to go to work.
Right.
So because that's what he was taught, and he think that's what needs to be done from young men. That's what he's telling me. Oh, cut this out. Don't do this. Don't do that.
I be trying to tell people they brainwashed out here.
Nah, I ain't worried about it. I do what I want. I always been a little different. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like my advice to everybody would be just
Do what you do. Grind out. Don't. No matter what you're going through, you take your pains and your struggles and you put it into whatever you're doing and go 10 times as hard. You're going to make it and saying, God bless me. It might have took a while for me to get my blessing, but y'all going to get it, man. Just keep grinding. That's all that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, keep grinding. Cut people off the phone. You know what I mean? Crop people out the picture. Oh, yeah, the cake I'm sharing. I'm just not sharing this stuff. I'm not sharing this. I'm not sharing my shirts or my plates. You know what
right,
I mean? All me. I'm really excited. Look at the little corn.
Carrot.
You
got little carrots in there?
Is this a carrot?
Okay.
All right, yeah, this is definitely my food. I gotta stuff my finger in the plate.
Right.
This is my stuff. I'm good.
Yo, no, these yours.
Yeah, Mr. Going, you late, and that's fine. I appreciate that. I know that this is wheatgrass, right?
Alfalfa sprouts.
Oh, those are alfalfa sprouts. Yeah, same thing.
Shout
alfalfa.
Out to whatever that is.
Yeah, no, because that's really good. I put that in my smoothies.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's real. It's what is it? Chlorophyll in it?
Totally
yeah, you got the greens. It's like eating a bunch of greens, just eating
yeah.
it. And it's not even green. You know what I mean? Alfalfa sprouts, wheatgrass, they all look alike. No, wheatgrass is different.
Yeah,
wheatgrass is different. All right. Because it look like it. Okay. I've never had alfalfa sprouts. I'm about to eat some stuff. What else is in it? Sorry. Then explain this plate to me because I know it's fish and I know it's beef, but I think you got a different name for both of them.
No, that's the braised short. That's the braised balsamic brown sugar short rib over there.
Oh.
What's this part?
That's the there's cherries. That's what the cherries do.
What cherries?
Dried cherries.
What's that? That's the Brussels sprout?
Yeah, that's the charred Brussels sprouts.
And this is more alfalfa stuff.
Alfalfa is really low.
That's the sauce.
Mm-hmm. And that's the rusted garlic mash under there.
And
this one is the seared cod, the dolphin wild potatoes,
ooh.
And the arugula brulee.
That's this part.
That's
the brulee.
Green,
the green
tomato.
Oh, the bottom part.
Yeah, the bottom part, yeah.
Yo, that's lit. I mean, I'm just saying, you won the competition. I wish I had a prize for you, though, but you definitely won.
The prize is I'm here. That's the prize, yeah.
Definitely lit. And we replay the show on Saturday. You know what I mean? Black and we're always replaying all the live shows every Saturday. So we give you guys double exposure in a week. You know what I'm saying? Double the fun.
Okay,
what are you doing tomorrow? I would love to for you to be a guest tomorrow at our cipher.
Yeah, what time tomorrow the cipher start?
You and Jamal. Jamal, you too, because it's cipher.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can't rap, so you don't know.
But you don't have to rap.
I get a little
not a lot of people can rap. You can say anything you want.
Hey, this is right now. I'm ready to put something out there.
You get on there and say a full recipe and it'll go viral.
Yeah, a little people in the background.
Right.
I can get a couple.
You got to look like a rapper. You got the rapper look with the beard. You know what I'm saying? I got the beard. Like, that's the half the battle.
And I hit the Jamal Craig. I can do a little take your shirt off. We all hope you shake my
Oh, wife. He's trying to take his clothes off. Get him, wife. What is your wife's name?
Your pastry
chef.
Yeah,
you didn't even say her name.
My pastry chef.
My
wife. That's my wife. My pastry chef. My wife. My other half. My business partner. Her name's Toyana Moore.
Toyana Moore.
Yeah,
okay.
She.
You
know what I mean?
We about to taste her cake.
Oh,
you know what I mean? That's for everybody. DJ Dream.
Okay.
Get some cake. You know what I'm saying?
Cakes is crazy. We're gonna
definitely share it up. You know what I'm saying? And show some love to everybody. Now, since I invited you to the meet and greet tomorrow, you guys can come too. Are you going to spit in a cipher?
We got to find out.
All right, from 7 to 9 p.m.
I heard that.
7 to 9. We in this joint lit. You know what I'm saying? Meet and greet with Fred the Godson. You know, Gordo, we got that G5 on deck.
Wow.
We got the Talk That on deck. You know what I'm saying? As well as Bricks featuring my boy, Jaquay. You know what I'm saying? Jaquay. He's like, Jaquay. And I say it like creme fresh. That's the word I learned today. But definitely lit. Matter of fact, I'm going to go back in and we're going to play that mix for my boy again. You know what I'm saying? I gotta get some more love. And I'm excited about getting more music from you, Jamal Banks.
Word.
We're going to close out this interview. And I'm definitely bringing these guys back. You coming back?
Yeah,
I'm talking about for the radio show, not just the cipher tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely coming back. I'll be
back. Let's who can? Is that your first interview? That's what's up.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, let's turn up to your music. I'm about to step in your body and scream it and break me down.
Listen, dictionary to define me. Kick some of this, so we lose the time. Be
y'all may see them short, but that's okay.
No, I'm sick with that.
You ain't get the message, nigga. Get a better phone. You think like a win, then you will lose. I'm rolling up from Epazine in the field. I was born ready. I've been ready. All I need is to get the spin head. I say money, keep the friends getting grip on me. Can't do shit even if they get the prick on me. Damn, if my grandma gets sick on me, I have a doctor on call. That's worse shit, homie. I'm proud while you waiting for your ride to come. Got in my day with that shit, my cousin died from. I refuse to be poking the streets. It's very seldom that you see a broken G. I set it down for the wild blood. I need you for the drive. They see me that get away off the block. Not because I love it. Live it because it feels good. Think circle still hood. Wherever you from, say any better about them. My youngest love me, I'll find you to step back.
Crazy fun. I was sucking on these Brussels sprouts and the mashed potatoes. Oh, jeez. Chef Greatness. Chef Greatness.
Yeah, he is the man. He is the man.
If I had, a date, I'm definitely having this as my date. My next date is this. You know what I'm saying? My next date is this. I'm working on it. I'm working on my dating life.
Why are you working on it?
Yeah, it's tough, but it's not September, so I'm happy. September was horrible. We're back to this. It's New Year. That was last year.
I heard that.
Really, so much talent in the building today. And what I have to say about today's show, and I want to thank both you guys. The quality was really amazing from how you guys came through. You know what I mean? Talking about both your careers. It's like,
right.
You know what I mean? Really, really, really being self-made men. Like, I'm so appreciative to see it, because most guys don't want to be kings. You know what I'm saying? So
fact.
I want to shout out you guys. You know what I mean? Keep serving the people, because that's what a king does. You know what I mean? Grow your kingdom.
Right.
I want to say I'm looking forward to seeing everything grow. Dread Gang. I'm a part of Drag Gang.
Hey, we got another one.
I'm a part of Drag Gang. Matter of fact, I'm gonna give my other shirt to my sister. She just dreaded her hair. She lives in South Carolina. Yeah, she's a ginger, so she got the little ginger dreads.
Okay.
A little redhead. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So she's part of the Drag Gang too. So you got the shirt coming through, B. Me and her, like, we look alike. She likes skin. We look just alike. You'll see. It's going to freak everybody out. shout out to little baby B. You got a t-shirt coming your way, baby, for your birthday. But do you want to give out some shout-outs? I know we shout-out my girl G of So Global, you know what I mean? Giovanni, you, the queen, like, for real. Like, she works so hard. I wanted to make it out to her. The thing they had at the I think it was a Colvin drive or whatever, at the church.
Oh, the
did.
Charity drive, the toy drive. Yeah,
she did the toy drive.
It was lit.
Oh, you were there?
I hosted it.
You hosted it? Of course you hosted it.
It was lit.
That's what's up. I really wanted to come out and support, so that's what's up. Well, you seem to be a jet setting, you know what I'm saying, doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? You about to go on the West Coast and bring it back, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait to have you come back here and show you some more love.
Right.
And all as soon as you finish in the studio, send me the MP3. You know what I'm saying?
You.
I need all exclusives from my guests. Like, you show me that love, I want to play it first because I'm definitely play it and show love. And then we replay on Saturday. Then tomorrow, guys, y'all make sure y'all in the building live at the G Shop. I'm hosting the cipher. It's going down. Fred the Godson, we're bringing Philly, you know what I'm saying? Some real, real crazy New York talent, you know what I'm saying? Fred the Godson really is a spitter. Like, he's definitely a crazy ass spitter. We'll go in and check out some Fred the Godson, as well as some music from my boy, Mr. Go In. Since you're not here, I'm going to call myself a liar. My co-host always calling me a liar, calling me names. It is what it is. But I be lying. But I don't tell the truth sometimes. I don't tell you I'm lying.
Right.
I like to tell a person. Like, that's not a lie. If you're telling a person I'm lying to you, you know, like somebody tell you, actually, you lying, you don't be like, yeah. You be like, no, I'm not lying. Fuck, I'm going to tell you I'm lying for it. Get the shit together. Nobody's ever going to tell you that they're lying to you. So y'all get over it. But definitely get back here. Show me some love. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody. I appreciate you guys for being here. We getting ready to eat some cake. Y'all can have y'all cake and eat it too. But this, I'm going to eat these two.
Okay.
I mean these two. That's my two. You know what I'm saying? Salute to everybody. Philly Shine Radio. We be back Tuesday. We got the boxer, Mr. Rivers, coming through. He has the fight at the Sugar House this weekend. So this weekend is going to be real, real crazy in Philly. And as well as Poop Papers. This weekend, check them out. BT Jams, new video. You know what I'm saying? Definitely real, real lit. Salute to everybody checking out the show. See y'all.
Yeah, okay, but the whole joint, my Instagram, I don't want to flash. your Instagram, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So when I was videoing, I was going in the stage. I'm trying to find it, they say to my page.
You can play music.
Yeah. What's the man?